McDonald's. I'm fighting for £15 an hour now, because I have to work from 7 a.m. to midnight. McDonald's striker Lyndon, who will be walking out on the 12th of November, spoke in the £15 an hour minimum wage. Is this what we need to fight for? Session at Socialism 2019. Below are extracts from his speech about why he is fighting for £15 an hour. I'm a father of three, and we are going on strike on the 12th of November. Being a worker for McDonald's for the past 7 years, I know it doesn't treat people with respect. Managers talk to you any way they want to. The way McDonald's treats us is appalling. In the run-up to this strike, I was talking to my colleagues about joining the campaign for £15 an hour, and I was called in by my manager and told that I must not talk to anybody about the strike. He said if I respect him, then I should not talk to anybody about the strike. I told him it's going to benefit me, benefit my kids and everybody inside the store. If we get £15 an hour, it's going to benefit him. Fighting for £15 an hour means a lot to me. It would mean I don't have to do two jobs. Currently I'm full-time at McDonald's and part-time at Sainsbury's. I start at Sainsbury's at 7 a.m. and then at McDonald's at 3 p.m. until 11 or 12 at night. I basically only sleep 3 hours in the week. If we won £15 an hour, then I would have enough time to spend with my kids, enough money to save up to go on holiday, and I would basically have enough money to look after myself and my family. We are in this to win this. We are fighting together to win £15 an hour, and together we will win and be able to live a comfortable life.